that. I like kisses. Guys, I have my childhood best friend here literally since third grade. We have a fucking tattoo to solidify it, so there's no going back now.
Literally.
Because
no.
I heard tattoo removals are literally, like, the worst pain in the world. Like, boiling water.
They're worse for you than actually getting a tattoo, like, for your skin.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, they leave scars?
It pushes the ink further into your skin.
I thought it removes it.
No. Like, when it removes it, it pushes, like, certain chemicals into your skin, too, from the ink. That's what I've heard. And it's even worse than you.
That. No, literally. I know a girl that got thigh tattoos on the back, and she went to go get hers removed, and she said it's literally, like, the worst pain she's ever felt in her life.
Not me.
Like, fuck that. You've been seeing, like, people going to sleep, though. Like, have you seen that? Like, where they put people to sleep now for big tattoos?
Oh, yeah, to get tattoos,
have you seen that? Would you do that?
Fuck no. Can I cuss on here?
Yeah! Okay. Shut the fuck up! Duh! The hell?
Just making sure.
Yes, you can cuss.
No, hell no, I would never do that.
Yeah.
I want a piece. I want a big piece. Not a big piece. Mm-hmm. I want, like, half a sleeve, but I'm also, like, do I want it? I love the way it looks, but I don't know if
we
I want
this
it.
Little ass tattoo with two letters and one number, and this girl's now obsessed with tattoos.
Well, I'm only at number 3 now. And it's
I know.
Been, what, 3 years?
No, not 3 years.
Two and a half.
Okay.
2021.
That feels like yesterday when we were all in Vegas together.
I know.
Living it up.
I know.
But no, this is my childhood best friend, literally S3G since third grade. It's the gang. And she knows me probably better than most. We've come a long way.
A long, crazy way. But it hasn't been, like, too crazy, thankfully. That's what I love about our friendship.
Yeah, I mean, we've definitely had our fights, but what was our biggest fight ever about?
That's when we were younger, though. Like, yeah. I the last fight I could remember, honestly, is maybe freshman year. Like, I don't, because you left sophomore year.
I remember a fight that we had. It was after you graduated high school. I graduated a little bit sooner than you, I think, because you guys later. You guys,
we're
the same grade, but you graduated later in the year than I did.
Like, yeah, like 2 months later.
Yeah. So
it was a fight.
It was after your graduation party, and I had asked.
I remember taking my car.
I didn't take your car.
No, remember at my graduation party.
Yeah.
Remember how we had, like, a sleepover at Dave and Buster's with our graduation group, and you had asked because you couldn't come with me, and you were in town. So you're like, "Hey, let me borrow your car because it's overnight," and you went and saw somebody.
I did?
Yeah, and you got a flat tire on my car, bro.
No, I didn't.
You don't remember this?
No.
Yeah.
I got a fucking flat? Yeah. Wait, who was I going to see?
Should I say it? I think it was Tony.
No, it wasn't.
I swear to God.
That's okay.
I think it was Tony.
That's hella funny. What the fuck?
That's what I remember. What do you remember?
I remember, like, me probably wanting something and you being an asshole about it and me, like, yelling at you.
Really?
I was being really mean. I remember. I don't remember what it was about, but I was being a bitch. Yeah. So I got a flat tire. Then what? What happened?
I just fucking sat there. I don't remember now. I remember. I think you were driving on the flat tire because we got back to my school, and you had met me there. It was like early in the morning because it was like almost like a 12-hour thing.
Wow.
Yeah, and I think you were sitting there and you were upset, or you hit something. It was something to do with my car. I think it was a flat tire.
Did I have to pay for it?
No. What? I remember I had to explain it to my brother, because I think
Which
it was my
brother?
Brother's car at the time. My older brother.
Oh, okay.
Vlad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bruh.
I know.
What the fuck? My bad, bro.
No.
Yeah, literally. But that's another thing. It just kind of tells you about, like, our friendship, because
literally.
This is shit. I don't even remember getting a flat tire. That's
I know.
What's
it's
because so
we have so many memories.
We do have a lot of memories.
We did some crazy shit.
What's one of, like, the key things that you remember? Like, what, just in childhood in general, like, growing up in a small town outside of a big town. Like, Vancouver's actually a lot bigger than people. And it's not Vancouver, Canada. Everyone thinks it's Vancouver,
no.
Canada. It's fucking Vancouver, Washington. Across the bridge from Portland.
Yes.
It's a small, like, town, but it feels kind of big.
Well, yeah, like, it's big because it's, like, pretty populated.
Mm-hmm.
It has a lot of people, and it has a lot of, like, suburbs around it, but
But
it's
everyone
still
knows
small.
Everyone.
Yeah.
Very similar to Sacramento. Everyone knows fucking
everybody.
Everyone. Not just everyone in Vancouver. Everyone in Portland and Vancouver.
Yeah, like, yeah. Like, everyone other. Knows each other from different schools. Like, every single school, you know, at least a minimum of, like, 5 to 10 people.
Yeah, dead ass.
And you don't even know how the hell you know them.
No, it's crazy.
But, I just feel like the biggest thing is tying back to it being a small town right next to a big city, mm-hmm. is that we would literally always try to be going to Portland all the time. Mm-hmm. Literally our whole childhood, that's all we ever wanted to do. I don't know why, honestly. I think, well, there was more to do. There was, you know, malls and stuff to do and, like, you know, trying to do bad things.
Well, behind I knew our parents' I was a city back. Girl at a young age.
Yeah, exactly.
I knew I liked big cities when I was younger, and I yeah. think that's just, like, inherent in me.
Absolutely.
But do you like big cities?
Yeah, yeah. I haven't been to enough big cities. I mean, obviously, I've traveled quite a bit, but I haven't experienced anything, like, close to, like, New York.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I don't even know what the biggest city I've been to.
So living in a small town, you literally were born and raised in Vancouver.
Yeah.
Like, you've lived there your entire life.
Literally.
When is it time to skedaddle? When is it time to fucking leave?
It would have been time a long time ago.
It was time a long time ago?
Yes, but
like, wait. When's a long time ago? Like, after high school? Or
yeah,
during
of course.
College?
You already know. I've always been wanting to move, especially move, you know, with you. You try to talk me into it multiple times.
Yeah, well, no more roommates for me. No, yeah. Just kidding. You're my sister.
No, but my biggest thing is my family, my mom, leaving her alone. It's so hard for me. Even, like, you know, I could live in the same city as her, and I think she'd be fine. I know that she'd be fine. But I'm just, like, such a caring person for, like, one of my last family members, because obviously I only have my brother out here now, which I'm not close to at all. But leaving my mom is so hard. I don't trust anybody to help her if she needed help. So that's, like, my biggest setback mm-hmm. with moving.
Well, and why don't you just take her with you? Just pack her up.
I wish. No, she's too old for it, dude. Mm-hmm. She just would not find enough friends, you know? She has all her friends and family here. It'd be wrong to take a 70-year-old out of the city that
Makes
she's
sense.
Been in for a
yeah,
long time.
I hear you. Yeah, that's kind of how I feel about, well, I want to say that's how I feel about my dad.
Yeah.
Because now that I am back in Sacramento and he is getting older
mm-hmm.
and I'm really all he has, it does make me, it does come into my mind as consideration. But I also am okay with being selfish. This is going to sound bad. Yeah. I'm okay with being selfish
mm-hmm.
because if it's going to put me in a better position to help my family, then I'm going to do it.
Absolutely.
Like, for example, when I was living out here before I moved to Las Vegas in 2018,
mm-hmm.
or when I was living out here, I was living with my mom. She had mm-hmm. a boyfriend at the time. And, like, my dad's still all that he has, right? And I just wasn't doing well, like, financially, or I just wasn't, like, making the right decisions. And then when I started dancing, I was making more money mm-hmm. dancing in California, but then when I found out about Vegas, I was like, oh, shit. Like,
yeah.
I gotta go where the money's at. Like, mm-hmm. I gotta go and, you know, get whatever the opportunity is, like, take advantage of it. And it was so, like, I wouldn't say it was last minute, but it was something where it wasn't really too well planned. I just was like, I'm gonna go try it out in Vegas. If I do well,
mm-hmm.
then I'm gonna move there.
Right.
And I didn't tell my parents, like, hey, I'm going to Vegas to go try something out.
Oh,
and then
hell
if
no.
it's good, like, I'm going to move there. No,
yeah.
I had to come up with a whole fucking lie
mm-hmm.
of, like, why I was moving
to
Vegas.
To literally everybody.
Yeah, but then when I moved to Vegas, I started doing really well.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, I just was in a better position to help my parents. And although they missed me, I knew that they understood. And I've been able to help them and, like, do certain things for them, which I know they appreciate and they're proud. And even now, being back in SAC, the only reason why I'm in SAC is because I don't have any location specific that is really tying me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't have to be here, but I choose to because I do love the city and I do want to do
mm-hmm.
things here that require me to be present.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a bonus that my dad lives out here, but obviously my mom's in Florida. And I think that as, like, when we're really young, we're so selfish and we're thinking about ourselves. And then as we get older, like this age right now, we are starting to think more about our parents.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing that I would be concerned about, like, if I was in your position
mm-hmm.
was, like, and I know that your mom probably feels like this too, like, if you do have a goal of moving or doing
mm-hmm.
something different, that she doesn't, that you don't look, you don't have to hit 40 years old and
right.
like, damn, I never left.
I know, and that's what I feel like right now. Obviously, it would have been easier, like, at, you know, in 2018, 2019, like, when we were younger. Being more spontaneous, moving and doing things, because obviously now I could be coming back to my city and doing whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I know that my mom would never hold me back. I know that she would feel guilty for it for sure. And she's always said, like, go do your own thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I just have, like, just the deepest love for my mom. Obviously my dad passed away, so she's literally all alone. And I just feel bad. I don't want her to be lonely.
No, I get it.
So it's hard. And honestly, there's nothing that is like pulling me yet to move anywhere.
Yeah, that
so I feel
also...
like if it was like a business opportunity or something that I couldn't turn down, I know that I would do it. I would do it in a heartbeat and everybody would be super supportive. But, you know, right now I kind of have an excuse to stay.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, you're already on your big girl shit. And that's like one thing too that I wanted to talk about. Like just from the questions that Izzy had posed. But let's first get into how we met.
Yes.
Do you remember ever, like, do you remember the first time you saw me?
I don't. Honestly, okay, I think it was in class.
Your ass. Well, yeah, well, obviously we were in the same class.
But I think it was a specific class. I remember a specific teacher, but I can't remember.
We had the same teacher. What do you mean, same class?
We didn't have, like, different classes in elementary school?
In third grade, we were in the same class.
I know, but, like, isn't
no,
it's not like high school?
No, you had the same teacher. No! How do you not know this? It's not the same in middle school, but in elementary school, you have the same teacher
throughout the whole year.
They just teach you different like fucking subjects.
Yeah. Okay.
Who do we have for third grade? Do you remember? You definitely don't. I think it's Miss Grissom.
Miss Grissom. That's what I was gonna say,
That's funny. I can't believe I
thought it was like
my
like first grade teacher or something.
Third grade is.
I know. I'm saying I thought that she was like a first grade teacher.
Oh, maybe she is. I don't know.
Maybe.
I had the cool fifth grade teacher though. What was his name?
Me too.
You did. You had him too. Oh,
yeah, okay. The old white guy.
No, he's not old. He was young and cute.
Oh, maybe not.
Okay.
Maybe
anyways, so we met third grade, and we despised each other.
Yeah.
We fucking hated each other. We fought over this girl named Julene.
It was a girl that introduced us, pretty much.
Yeah, she introduced us, and immediately, like, we hated each other because I was I was taking Julene away from Stephanie.
Yeah, because that's when you had just moved out there, right?
Yeah.
And me and Julene had been friends since, like, kindergarten.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then she has a new best friend come in. I'm like, what the fuck?
I don't even know how me and her hit it off, honestly.
I don't either, yeah.
But that's funny. She was always cool.
Yeah, but, very, very cool.
But yeah, and then I ruined your birthday party, and then now we're best friends. I don't even know how this shit happened,
honestly. Yeah, it's way too long ago. I don't even remember how we, like, ended up becoming friends.
Do you feel like if we met right now, we would still, like, become friends?
I think so.
Do you think we're pretty alike?
I think we're alike and very unalike.
We're very unalike as well.
Yeah. Like, and unalike. I feel like we're, like, opposites in a way. Like, it's corny as fuck, but, like, opposites attracting. Like,
two negatives make a positive.
Yeah, even though some people are like, no, that's toxic as fuck. Yeah. But I don't think so. I think that we like, bring to the table things that, like, we need for each other, you know?
Yeah. So you mentioned that we both are, like, alike and unalike.
Yeah.
So... and we do things to balance each other out. Mm-hmm. So what do you feel like I do for you that helps you in your life? Mm-hmm.
I feel like really your whole mindset, like any time that you speak, anything that you say, I feel like really, really helps me. You've really changed me as a person, especially with us growing up, like in the last couple of years, obviously with you leaving dancing, like your mindset like shifting a little bit, which it was never bad before. You have always been so motivated and, you know, driven, but I just feel like you have the perfect like third person like perspective on like situations, whether it's like life or whatever's going on, and you are just always very truthful, and even if it'll hurt the person, but you'd never hurt the person that you're, you know, trying to give advice to, you'll just be very truthful and tell them, like, you're always helpful, I feel like.
It's always Steffi. Helpful.
At least
that
for
is
me.
So sweet.
For me, yeah.
Stephanie. Stop. That is so sweet.
Of course. That's how you've always been, though.
No.
Honestly.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what's, I think back to, like, when we were young, and I just feel like I was a fucking, like, little cunt. Like, I was just, I do feel like I've always had, like, overall, like, a good heart, but I definitely felt like I was just so, I've been smoothed out. I was way more edgy back then.
A little edgy, yeah, but you were just ride or die for your friends. Honestly, all that you ever wanted to do was just hang out with your friends, see your friends,
really?
And do things for people. Yeah, always, and you're still that way, and now, you know, you have money, So
it helps.
Yeah, a little bit.
No, yeah, I definitely did love hanging out with my friends, and I love doing stuff for people for sure.
Yeah, and like you said, you're very much so a city girl, and you love doing things. I don't remember ever seeing you like doing nothing and just sitting at home. Honestly, like this past weekend, this is like the first time that I've seen you like super chill, and not like really caring about like being on the go.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Just always been that way. And I'm happy for this new era for you.
Yeah, me too. That's so sweet. And, you know, I try to think back, like, to younger me. And, like, I'm just so grateful that you're still here. Because I've done, like, I just feel like my personality and the way I am can rub people the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
Or it can, like, you know, I don't know, like, because of how much has happened over the last fucking almost 2 decades we've been friends, like, 2 decades.
Almost, bro, 18 years.
That's fucking insane.
18 years,
that's
yeah.
crazy. Like, yeah. you would think that we would have grown apart. Like, we've both grown so much, and, like, we've done so much, and we've been through so much, that I think it's almost, like, because we've been friends so long, like, there's no way we cannot, because there's, like, there's a piece of loyalty that at this point it's like you can't
for
break
sure
that.
And I think it's like you moving during high school obviously broke my fucking heart. My best friend left me.
I had to move once and I had to move again.
Yeah,
like, it was like a fucking shit
yeah
show.
You came back for what, like 6 months?
A that. Year. I came back for a year.
Yeah, not
middle
not
of
the
freshman
full
of... middle of sophomore.
Yeah,
because my dad gave it a year to get a job and he couldn't find one, so.
Exactly, but I feel like that really helped us. Obviously, if you have friends that you spend way too much time around, just like it's a, like people say, don't move in with your best friend, don't move in with your friends, like as a roommate, that friendship's never going to last.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that really, like, not helped us, but like that's what kept us really, really close, because the distance is what was the only thing between us, between our friendship.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've seen each other through everything. And I feel like, honestly, we've never done each other dirty. Like, we've never had a time and point where we're like, we hated each other, or like we resented each other to like where like I would never trust you again.
Yeah, only we've like never... that freshman year.
Yeah,
I don't remember what the fuck that was about.
I don't even know what happened. Honestly,
yeah,
obviously, it wasn't that important.
Probably like, I mean, you did fuck with Andre after. Well, I didn't really fuck with Andre. Tough. But
Vancouver is such a shit show.
Oh,
yeah.
Sean, let us.
Okay, I remember.
I was really into Sean, okay? But it's okay.
But you were out of town.
I was out of town. I wasn't there no more. You know what I mean? But no, we don't even have the same type, like, at all.
Yeah.
I think we used to have a similar type, and
yeah,
now we both
sure.
have, like, our types are fucking
very different.
Very different. So we don't ever have to worry about that. And even, like,
even if we did, like, it was so quick that beef
yeah,
just squashed
so fast.
Yeah,
it's literally just, like, yeah. And you're right. We really don't fight. Like, I feel like we understand each other so much. We respect each other so much.
Yeah.
And that's really what you need in, like, a good friendship, to sustain something like that.
Yeah.
And I'm still learning how to be a good friend, to be honest. Because one of my biggest issues is I'm can be very controlling. Like, I always want things a certain way. Like, I want it my way.
Right.
And that's another reason why I feel like I'm so motivated to, like, obtain things, because once I can obtain it, like, I can have a lot of things my way.
Yeah, well, that's why I
but
feel like...
I have to learn to fucking deal with it.
Deal with it, know? Yeah. Well, that's why our friendship has lasted so long, too, is because I'm, like, I'm used to you. Like, when you meet somebody, you show who you are right away. You're not fake. You don't try to, like, you know, go into it easy or, like, this is me, like, you know, be my friend or not. But I've known you like that, you know, for the last almost 2 decades, so I'm used to it, and there's nothing wrong with it at all. There's nothing wrong with you, and there's nothing wrong with, like, you know, being a little crazy or a little out there, because you're fucking fun, bro. You're fun. You're not a boring person. You're not boring at all. You never have been.
Yeah.
So I don't know how somebody couldn't like that.
Period.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. No, I literally wanted to also give you your flowers because we've known each other so long, and, like, a part of us is still, like, we're still the same from when we met each other, but we're also so different. We've grown so much, and sometimes when I'm, like, talking to you or looking at you, I'm like, oh, my God, this is, like, my best friend. I've known her so long. Like, I don't really notice things, but since I've been around you more and more and more, like, I'm so proud of you. Like, number one, like, you really get shit done. Like, I don't know why. I'm just, like, I've never questioned that you got shit done, but, like, just how on top of everything you are, and, like, you literally are an adult. Like, that's so fucking crazy.
It is really
bro.
Crazy.
Like, and you're honestly very thoughtful and caring. Like, you're constantly, like, asking people, how are you? Like, even, like, when I'm, like, watching you and Jared, like, you're just literally, like, oh, like, smell this. Like, what do you think about that? Like, you're just always constantly trying to involve people. And and also, I always get nervous, like, introducing people to other people because I'm like, how are they going to know how to fucking communicate? Like, do these people know how to communicate with anyone besides me?
Literally.
Like, and then I'll see, like, interact with my friends. I'm like, oh, my God, Stephanie's having a conversation. I'm like, it's so cute. Like,
that's how I feel about you, too, bro, when you come into town all the time.
Really?
Literally, I think about that all the time.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Like, is she going to be able to communicate with these people?
No, like, no, I'm, like, worried that they won't be able to communicate with you or, like, you won't like them, but you are able to get into whatever crowd is in front of you. Like,
yeah,
you're able to communicate and adapt.
I'm trying to get more into the country crowd.
Yeah.
But look at you and I look at how much you've grown and, like, how much you've evolved. And also, on top of that, you are not a pushover. Like, I think maybe when we were younger, like, I was the influencer in a lot of shit. And I'd be like, fucking steal this. Let's go sneak out. Let's go start a riot. Like,
literally.
But now, like, and not that I'm, like, the one trying to push you over. I'm just saying, like, with people, I've noticed, and I don't know if you, like, you can tell me if you agree with this or if you notice it as well, but you're just very, like, I feel like you used to be a lot more emotional back in the day, or, like, you just were very quick to let someone do you dirty and you really upset.
For sure.
But now I feel like you're just so much, like, you're just so strong. Like,
thank you.
I feel like the experiences that you've gone through over the last few years, especially, like, obviously with, like, your dad and everything, and, like, that had a big impact as well. Like, you're just so strong. Like, you're so strong.
Thank
you're
you.
So strong-willed. Like, I love you.
I appreciate it.
I'm so grateful
it.
For you.
Thank
you're
you.
Literally a grown-ass woman.
Like, I know. I feel
fuck,
like I'm
staring
at my child growing up. Yeah.
And it's like,
crazy.
We really can't, we can never lose this, for sure.
No, never. And sometimes we'll go, you know, well, for a while, we were going, like, maybe seeing each other once a year, maybe a year and a half, obviously, when COVID happened, too. It was a while, but we've been seeing each other a little bit more often.
Yeah, and I
want to
keep it like that.
Yes.
I want to keep it like that, because we also are pretty close. Like, it's not like I'm all the way on the East Coast or anything.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, we're just so mature now. Obviously, age doesn't always mature you, but I feel like, for sure, nothing can drive a wedge between us.
There's really nothing that could affect our friendship. But here's something that I am a little scared of, because obviously I had my retirement party when I quit dancing. And this person that I've known longest besides you is, you know. And she didn't come to my retirement party. She had said she was going to come. And last minute, she said that, you know, she had to work or whatever. She was gonna look at tickets and they were too expensive. Like, it was just like, she wasn't willing to do whatever it took to be there for me on, like, something that I asked her for, which, by the way, I don't ever ask people for shit, like, especially something that big, like, you know what I mean? Or if it's not that big of a deal, like, I'm not gonna trip if they can't go. Or,
and it's not like it's a birthday, like, you can do it again next year.
Yeah,
like, it's
no,
a
this
one
is like a big
thing.
Like, this is a big deal for me, and obviously I was, like, coming out about dancing and stuff. So when she did that, I was like, yeah, I'm not gonna forgive you for this, like, and I blocked her. And then I was, like, so ruthless and heartless about it, and I did unblock her, and I haven't reached out. I'm kind of, I don't want to say I'm waiting for the perfect moment, but I'm just, like, I don't feel the need to reach out right now, but it does break my heart that that happened, because that was someone that I looked at as, like, a sister and a best friend, and, like, I'm close with her family. She's, like, close with mine.
Exactly.
And it sucks, and that's another reason why I feel like maybe I'm not as good of a friend to some people, because I realize my circle is, like, so small. Like, I only have, like, a very few key people that, I mean, I obviously know a ton of people, and I, like, have a ton of associates, and, like, I go out and I'll have a great time, but I've noticed that my circle is really, really small. Like, there's a mixture of, like, you, who I've known forever, then there's people that I've met recently that I actually do look at, like, family, like, because there's a loyalty, and there's a respect factor, and there's, like, so many things that go into it. But then I've also realized, like, people that want to elevate, or people that grow, or people that have big goals and ambitions and are honest and truthful and stand by certain values, they have a low amount of friends.
Exactly.
Or a low amount of, like, really, really, really good
friends.
That's
what I was going to say. Yeah. Yeah. They, like you said, they have a lot of associates and people that, you know, they can hang out with, or, like, invite people, like, to things. But literally ask anybody our age, or especially older than us. It's going to be so little, like, actual close friends that you can trust, and usually it's the friends that have been around the longest.
Yeah, for sure. And I agree.
And it just comes with age.
Yeah, and that whole, like, thing, like, it sucks that happened, but even with this whole situation recently, like, I've been thinking so much, like, if I was on the outside, like, mm-hmm. I'm me, and I'm looking at me going through whatever I've gone through, I would want someone like me in my fucking corner. Like, for if sure. you are going through anything, or if any of the people that I look at, like, very, very close, mm-hmm. and that's another reason why I'm, like, very picky over who I trust or tell things to or who I can really, like, spend a lot of time with, because if they go through something, like, I feel like it's happening to me. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like I'm going through it, and I will go to fucking exactly. war for the people that I love. Like, yes. I will 100%, like, have their back. I'll mm-hmm. do anything I can to help them. Like, that's another, like, that might even be a downfall, honestly. But, like, even mm-hmm. my mom is, like, my best friend. Like, whenever my mom was going through shit, bro, like, I'm on it.
Yeah.
Like, there's, and this is exactly. another thing, you know, Ty Lopez, right?
Yeah.
So, and I've talked about this a million times, but he was on this podcast, and he was, like, they had asked him a question. They were, like, so what do you look for in, like, a life partner? Or, like, what do you look for in, you know, someone that you're dating? And he's, like, well, I don't know. Like, you know, he's, like, all scientific mm-hmm. and shit. He's, yeah. like, the male species. Like, he's, like, going all fucking in-depth and shit. Anyway, the main piece that I took from it was that he said, I would need a resourceful partner. Mm-hmm. Basically, he said, if I was wrongfully convicted of, let's just say, murder.
Yeah.
and they had put me in a jail in Ecuador. Uh-huh. She would find a way to break me out.
Absolutely.
Like, literally. And I'm like, bro, that is literally me.
That's
like,
literally you.
If I had a friend that was literally, I think it'd be in the fucking U.S. Mm-hmm. jail system. If they were wrongfully convicted, I would go to school to become a lawyer.
Yeah.
Just so I could fight their literally. Case.
Or you know so many people, yeah. you'd find somebody to do it.
I would go and I would search up the most successful criminal attorney in yep. the fucking universe.
Exactly.
And I would hire him or her right there on the 1,000%. Spot to defend that person. 1,000%. Or get them, or like open up the case again. Like,
yeah.
That's what I would do.
Yeah.
And there's not enough people like that. No. That have these friendships, and people have to learn the hard way that mm-hmm. there's a lot of people that aren't their friends that aren't willing to go to like ride or die for them. Doesn't mean that those people wouldn't do it, they just wouldn't do it for you.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. Or so, it has to be like such a severe circumstance or like case for them mm-hmm. to do it. Like you're dying, they're like, okay, yeah, obviously I'm gonna come.
But it's obviously, like, if you're dying, you're yeah. not gonna show up. Hello.
Yeah, but it's like always for negative things, it's never for a positive. It's never like, oh my god, I'm doing this in my life, like, please come with me. They're like, oh, well, you know, you're doing good, so it's going to be fine if mm-hmm. I don't come and do yeah. it, I yeah. feel like.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. And I also feel like a lot of times when you're losing friends, it's as you're elevating. Mm-hmm. Like, every single level I've ever, like, or I guess imaginary level that I've ever felt like I've kind of gone to, like, there's been tiers of people. Like, I'll look back on, like, oh, yeah. when I was doing this, I had this friend group. When I was mm-hmm. doing this, I had that friend group. And, like, I'm still cool with some of them. Or, like, if I like saw that. Them, it's no bad blood.
Yeah.
But they're, people just grow apart. Mm-hmm. And that's also why I feel like I'm a little bit afraid of commitment. Mm-hmm. Because people grow apart. Like, yeah. you know what I mean? Like, what if I can't grow alongside this person, they can't grow alongside mm-hmm. me?
Well, so. It's just, it's a very different dynamic when it comes to romantic relationships and, like, friendships. Mm-hmm. So, I wouldn't compare those two different levels of commitment. Obviously, I can speak from existence, or I mean from experience, but it's very true. Yeah, friends, just that's why I'm very, very thankful for you. Aww, very thankful me because, too. Like you were saying, you would go to like crazy depths for somebody. You literally have for us in the past. I mean, obviously, it was with stupid shit, like when we were young. Like, getting to Portland when we're, like, freshman year. We're like, how the hell do we do this? But you always find a way to sneak out and never get caught, too.
Yeah.
Most of the time. I mean, there's been a couple times.
I have definitely gotten caught.
But, yeah, you always go, like, whatever you want to do, you get shit done.
Mm-hmm. And let, I just want it to be known, like, on the podcast, I am going to be your maid of honor.
Oh, yes, 1,000%.
Okay.
Trust me.
Verbal agreement.
Victoria already knows.
Does she? You told her?
No.
You probably texted her right after.
No.
I brought this shit up. I was like, Stephanie, something's been on my mind, and I have to fucking address it right now.
I know it.
I was like, am I going to be your maid of honor, or is it going to be Victoria? Because it's like her little sister, it's your cousin. So I'm like, am I going to be your fucking maid of honor, or is she? Because I know y'all kick it all the time. Mm-hmm. So you're like, you, of course you. I'm like, mm-hmm.
Bro, okay. That's where my loyalty stands. That's yeah, where period. My loyalty shows. Mm.
Two
decades? Come on. At least you could be my maid of honor. At the least.
At the bare minimum. Yes.
Obviously, like, we used to, I guess, fight over dumb little fights like siblings. Mm-hmm. Like I said, nothing that would ever tear us apart. And we're very, very close. you know, besides blood, like sisters.
I feel like regarding need, it's more so, like, that's what, I also call her a fucking lot more than she calls me.
I know,
but I
know.
Feel like I fulfill the need for me of, like, just feeling like I have a home base. Mm-hmm. Like, just that support system, somebody that knows me, mm-hmm. and your intentions are just, like, so pure. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to, because of your personality, because of how well you know me, I feel like I can come to you and, like, just talk to you. Mm-hmm. And just, you'll never do me wrong. Like, you literally just want to see me win. Like, there, mm-hmm. that genuineness and that pureness is so obvious.
Yeah.
Like, I don't ever have to question it. Mm-hmm. So it's like, with you, I just feel like when I call you, when I talk to you, when I spend time with you, I just feel safe. Like, I feel like this is home. Like, this is my sister. This is my best friend. Mm-hmm. We're going to be together. We're locked in for life. So I'm like, I could literally say anything. Sure. I could do anything. Well, maybe not anything, but I could do a lot of things. I could just be my full self. Yeah. And that's what you, that's really what I feel like you need. Like, I don't even want to make it like, oh, you do this for me. Like,
yeah, no, it's not things.
Yeah, it's not a thing. It's like a feeling. It's like
100%.
I can't explain it. Just like you said, I really can't explain it.
I feel the same way. We can talk to each other. Obviously, we know each other very, very well. And for me, I feel like I would never judge you for anything. Obviously, I've seen you at your worst, at your best. Although I am a little salty that you kept a secret from me for 4 years. Can't believe you couldn't trust me with that one.
I could. Well,
but
you know, people in relationships, they be telling their partners, bro. I know you would have slipped. You would have spilled the beans with him.
Well, back then, I would have to like think back to like where I was and you who I was
him.
At that
4
time.
4 years without telling him, without slipping.
I think I would have, honestly, but I get that. I get that. Of course. I understand it. I would never, like, you know, do it out of
It was kind of like a promise to myself. But, like, I'm not going to tell anyone type of promise.
Yeah, yeah, of course. And I'm salty, but I'm not actually salty. Okay, good. But the same thing for you. Honestly, like, you have seen everything that I've gone through. You know me very well. And even though we live different lifestyles, like, you would never judge me, too, just the way that I would never judge you. And we can still come together and be best friends. And honestly, I don't understand, truly. I don't understand how we could still be such good friends and just, like, just because it's so good and pure, just like she said, I feel like we just have this bond that you can't explain and that nobody else has.
Yeah. And literally, even when we were out, let me just add this, too. When we were out, I was like, I hope Stephanie doesn't feel like I'm ignoring her. You know, because, like, I had other friends there and shit.
Yeah.
But I was, like, at the same time, I'm like, Stephanie knows me so fucking well, bro. She knows.
Yeah.
That's, like, my girl. Like, I would never intentionally ever.
Yeah, and I've been in situations like that before, obviously, with going out with people or, like, being in a new crowd.
Let me just say this, too. It's because you also had Jared, so I was like, okay, she's fine.
Yeah. Obviously, I have my partner with me. But I've been in situations like that all the time. And, honestly, I can acclimate to any of my surroundings, anyone around me. And I love people. I love talking to people, especially with my profession right now. Mm-hmm. I love meeting new people. I, like, want my roster to be big.
I love it. I've already noticed the growth in that, too. Like, you talking and shit, I'm like, bro, Stephanie, you go, girl.
All grown women.
I'm like, yes, thank I love you. It. Good. I'm
so sweet.
I'm so happy you're here. Now we about to go to the Kings game and get Liddy. Eat some sushi rolls. They got sushi there. Ooh. Yeah.
And that's our number one favorite thing. To
that's
eat
your number
all the time.
One. Oh, well, no, I know. Yes, together. We've been eating a lot of Mexican, so we need to switch that up.
Yeah, we need some sushi.
Yeah. This is Rachel.
This is Stephanie.
And if you want to know any of our dirtiest secrets, any of our wild shit, DM any of us about eat the other one. But it's going to cost you.
It's going to cost you. That was good. I like that.
Love it. Calm down before you stress up the groove. The energy a little different when the blessings accrue. Hey, who you talking to? Just know I ain't no regular fool. Could be anything in the world, but I can never be you. Because I head tall like I'm on my tiptoes. Baby, you think a little too small. I got big goals, big